Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
All right, we're going to get to the news in just a moment. We are thrilled to have back. It's been a while since we've had Mike Clemens with us, our civic media sports reporter out there for 98Q. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
Good to have you. Good to have you back with us. We appreciate it. And your timing is impeccable, Mike, because nothing bigger than a Bear-Packer rivalry game, right? Nothing bigger.
You know, there isn't. Some people have been saying, well, you know, the Bears aren't very good right now. Is it really a rivalry? Because, you know, it wasn't so long ago, maybe a top game would be Tom Brady and the Patriots against Peyton Manning and the Colts. And,
yeah.
I don't know. I disagree. Do you remember, if you go back to 1989, and the Packers struggled through much of the 80s while the Bears went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Mike Ditka.
Right.
But when Don Majkowski threw that pass that, you know, some say was over the line of scrimmage, I mean, there was nothing. That was the best win in a 5-year period. It meant everything to the Packer fans. So there's nothing that the Bears fans would like to get them out of their miseries right now than to finally beat the Packers. And the other thing is, the domination, I didn't realize this. The Packers have now beat the Bears 10 games in a row.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's the longest streak of its kind currently in the NFL. And in terms of the two franchises that have been going against each other since 1921, over 100 years, there was a 10-game streak in 94 to 98 with Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre and Reggie where they beat the Bears 10 games in a row. And so if Green Bay wins this one, that's like a new record streak of domination in the series. Matt LaFleur has never lost to the Bears.
Well, the Packers have had the upper hand, obviously, in the Lions and the Bears, but I think Lions fans, obviously Lions fans, and Bears fans are thinking, hey, I think it's going to start swinging our way. I think they're feeling like with Caleb Williams and what the Lions are already doing, they're thinking this is the time to get the Packers, right now.
Yeah, well, whatever. The Lions are beating everybody. You know, they're probably the best team in the NFC right now, and they proved that. You know, the Packers shocked, the young Packers shocked the Lions on Thanksgiving last year. One of three signature wins for the Packers when they beat the Lions on Thanksgiving. They beat Patrick Mahomes coming in on a cold, windy night at Lambeau Field, and then that game when they went down and beat Dallas in the playoffs, and Dallas doesn't seem to have been able to recover since then. And now the Packers looking for one of those signature wins this season. They've had a couple of great come from behind victories, but
is Jordan Love healthy? I mean, he has the hamstring, the ankle. I mean, did the week off is this gonna put him back at a close to 100% now?
Yeah, you know, he had that knee injury toward the end of week one in the loss to the Eagles, and he missed the two games, and Malik Willis filled in, and, you know, LaFleur got a lot of credit for, wow, how'd your staff get this guy ready and get him off this, you know, from the Titans for a seventh-round pick and win games as a backup. And then he had this groin injury a couple weeks ago, but Jordan was full participation this week. One story that you're looking for is when it comes to running back, they used a third-round pick to get this Marshawn Lloyd out of USC, out of Southern California, a speedy back. They think that, you know, he could add something behind Josh Jacobs, but he was injured through most of camp. Then he injured his ankle week two. He's back on the field this week. Whether he actually gets into the game or is activated, because now he's got some kind of a hamstring thing that LaFleur said yesterday, it's actually not a hamstring, it's something else we're looking at. So that's kind of a mystery. But, you know, they've got four running backs that they like right now with Josh Jacobs leading.
Yeah.
Another thing I find very interesting is just, you know, the Packers overall, they have not performed where they were a year ago at this time offensively when they got hot and they got into a rhythm. And part of that has to do probably with Jordan Love and his injury. LaFleur changing things up in practice where instead of this time of the year, whether you're in high school, college, or professional football, you know, you're standing around there on a Wednesday and Thursday and you have a scripted practice where they're holding up the cards and they're looking at the play, or the offensive coordinator says, okay, play 13 today, I'm going to run a screen, so why don't you give me your base defense? You know, the coordinators have it all played out. LaFleur calls it good on good. It's the ones against the ones, and they just play football. Mm-hmm. And you know, Jordan Love, they're you're competing against each other. The coordinators are calling plays. The players are lining up. And they have to react like it's a game-like condition. And they've been doing this now every day. And they think that that's going to sharpen and quicken their skills. And it'll be interesting to see what the results will be Sunday against a horrible Bears offense right now, where they fired their coordinator this week.
Yeah, but it feels, Mike, it feels like the Packers are having a bad season. I have that feeling. But they're 6-3, Mike. It just doesn't, it doesn't feel 6-3, does it?
No, no. Going into before the Lions game, the same time last year, the Packers were 3-5. So, no, they're a wild card team right now, and then, you know, you're waiting for the Lions or the Vikings to stumble a little bit to see if maybe you could even grab the division. But there's plenty of football left. There's like 8 games left, and the Packers just got off their bye, so they got their guys pretty much rested. And now as for the Bears, they are a mess. I mean, they're just a mess. they started out hot. I think they after they got Caleb Williams, and he looks so good in their preseason. They're winning preseason games. They're putting up 20 and 30 points.
Right.
And there's all this promise. Then they're on TV on Hard Knocks. I think they thought a little bit more of themselves than what they were. They won a couple of games early in the season. They had a couple of tough losses. But they've lost 3 in a row, and their offense just fell off the face of the earth. It started with having 4 of their linemen that were injured, and it wasn't a very good line, offensive line to start off with. And they have problems like Nate Davis, who was like their left guard. They signed him for a 3-year, $30 million deal. He shows up this past Sunday before the Patriots game saying, hey, I kind of got a back spasm. They cut him yesterday.
Oh, well.
I mean, they're a mess right now.
Yeah, I think Caleb Williams runs and runs and runs this Sunday. That's what it's a desperation game for the Bears. I mean, if they can find a way to win this game, Mike, they're 5-5, and then they're back. They're kind of in that playoff hunt a little bit. So this is a desperation game for the Bears.
Yeah, you know, they're not that far off. They've got a great receiving core, but this last game that they played at home was so pathetic.
Yeah.
It's like they've gone 23 drives without a touchdown. And Caleb Williams, to me, he's going to be a good quarterback. He'll probably have a new head coach next year, but he's going to be a good quarterback. Baker Mayfield, it took him 2 or 3 teams in 5 or 6 years, but you know, he's a pretty good quarterback now. And he beat your Packers last year.
Yeah.
So to me, they have to rebuild their offensive line. They've got a good receiver core, and then we'll see what they do with this new interim offensive coordinator. But the Patriots seem to know the Bears playbook better than the Bears did last weekend, because everybody was covered, and Caleb Williams stood back there with nobody to throw to. And then Darryl Johnson, the former Cowboy quarterback and now longtime analyst, he even stopped the tape. And Cole Kmetz, their great tight end, Cole was supposed to go on a little down and out in the flats on a third down. It was well designed, except his technique was he came, just kind of chugged in place, then he cut. Well, the defender completely read it and batted the ball away. And Darryl Johnson put it up because this is bad coaching. Why doesn't this guy juke in his head? You know, throw a head fake inside. Do this, do that. Well, now when a TV analyst can clearly show where you're coming up short in terms of coaching, you're in trouble. And Shane Waldron got fired on Tuesday as a result.
All right, Mike Clemens there. He'll be back. He'll be there at Soldier. They still call it Soldier Field, or is it a sponsored
field? Soldier Field.
Okay, Soldier Field. Yeah. All right. The Badgers. They got to get one more win here, Mike, to be bowl eligible, and it's going to be tough to get that against the top team in the country this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize that, Joel. One more win, and they could still get a bowl. Well, you know, they're coming off a horrible loss to the Iowa Hawkeyes. You know, Luke Fickell, they competed for 3.5 quarters against number 3 ranked team, Penn State, and then they go down to Iowa, and Iowa just dominated them, 42-10, and it's just They couldn't run against them. They couldn't pass against them. They looked bad on defense. And, you know, Luke Fickell, so they dropped to 5-4. And then on top of that, then, you know, instead of having a nice bye weekend where you can do self-scouting and relax and take some time off, Jack Del Rio, the former Raiders and Jaguars head coach, longtime linebacker in the league back in the 90s, is a consultant to Luke Fickell. And
not anymore.
Hired this year. And he gets pulled over for an OWI. Matter of fact, a friend of mine called and said, hey, you know that Jack Del Rio story? So, yeah, it's my son who arrested him.
Really?
So,
well, after some of
all this inside scoop on this. So they have this crisis where they have to fire him over their bye weekend. So, I mean, it's one thing after the other for the Badgers right now.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, they take the number one ranked team, Oregon, on, and they're 10-0.
Yeah, if I had to go through what some of the things Jack Del Rio went through as an NFL head coach, I might be drinking too, Mike.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Kind of a rough stint there. Yeah. We got the Badger basketball team getting going here also. They're getting their season rolling, right?
Yeah, and it's a big night tonight at the Kohl Center, Joe, in Madison, because they're going to welcome back Hall of Famer Bo Ryan. They're going to raise a banner with his name and his honor up there in the rafters. They're bringing back the 2014 and 2015 team that went to the Final Four. A lot of the players from that team is going to be there.
Nice.
But poor Greg Gard, you know, the team they're bringing in is Arizona. They're the number 9th ranked team in the country.
You're supposed to have a fluff game for this kind of stuff. You're supposed to have an easy one.
Yeah. I mean, Greg Gard, in as much as said that, like, yeah, you guys enjoy the party. I got to figure out how to beat.
Yeah, where's southeastern Arizona, northeast Montana for this game? Where's that?
But I didn't know that. Actually, since Greg Gard has been head coach, there's like a half dozen games where he has pulled off a win on a top 10 ranked team. So you know he's got a history of that. Whether these guys are ready to pull that game off, we'll find out tonight at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, well, the Bucks look to be moving in the right direction. Giannis just said, hey, climb on my back, everybody. I'm going to put 59 points on the board, and I'm just going to – they shot 56 three-pointers that game. Are they going to get this thing turned around, you think, Mike?
I don't know yet. They found something, and, of course, it had to be all Giannis. But
yeah,
you know, when they started out, 2-7, to me, people saying, "Well, what's wrong with the Bucks?" I go, "Well, we were kind of seeing this toward the end of last season. Remember? I mean, at some point, it was 5-6 years ago, and when Mike Budenholzer first came to Milwaukee, and I remember writing scripts where I kept on calling them the Young Bucks because they were just fast breaking all night long. No one could keep up with them. They were fast. Well, that was 5-6 years ago, and it's an older, slower team."
Yeah.
And you got Chris Middleton, one of your best shooters, still sitting there on the bench recovering from surgery on both of his ankles. And some of the new characters that they've brought in are not quite working in the system. And you see games where, I mean, Doc Rivers has alluded to it, but it's like there's balls that are, bouncing across the court, and you got Giannis and Damian Lillard looking at him saying, well, are you going to get that? Are you going to pick that up for us? So, you've got to have five guys hustling the ball. This summer, there was an awful lot of rumors that John Horst, the GM, was trying to shop Brooke Lopez out and to either get back draft picks or a couple of younger players to replace at that position, and apparently that didn't happen. Maybe it'll happen later on.
Yeah.
But they still need a guy or two that's faster, that plays defense, and shows up in those ways because, Giannis can't have – he was in the zone, and so was Brooke. Brooke had some clutch three-pointers there down the end the other night in that win over the Pistons at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah, well, all right, Mike, we'll have a safe trip to Chicago. Go get us a win down there at Soldier Field. We thank you for taking time to join us, Mr. Clemens.
You bet. Have a great weekend, Joe.
You too. Mike Clemens, 98Q sports reporter. Great to have Mike back in the fold here. He's headed down to Soldier Field, and he'll be covering the Packer-Bear game, and you'll hear his reports next week here. Let's get you updated on news and sports at 8:15 on the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump making more cabinet choices. ABC's Mary Bruce with Warren's choice to head up the Department of Health and Human Services.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has endorsed a host of debunked conspiracy theories, including falsely claiming that childhood vaccines cause autism, although the fraudulent study that introduced the concept was retracted long ago. And numerous high-quality studies have since shown that is not true. There is no link between vaccines and autism. Most of the vaccines used today have been used safely for decades, though Kennedy claims otherwise.
Senators of both parties are calling on the House Ethics Committee to release its findings from a months-long sexual misconduct and illicit drug use investigation into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. That investigation was dropped when Gaetz resigned his House seat. Man from Houston, Anas Saeed, under arrest, plotting terror attacks on U.S. soil, faces up to 20 years in prison. This is ABC News. A mom from Georgia is facing charges after her son went on a walk. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii to explain.
Brittany Patterson said she took one of her children to the doctor. In the meantime, her son, Soren, who's since turned 11, decided to walk less than a mile into town from their home in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia. While out, Patterson got a call from the sheriff's department, worried that Soren was walking alone.
It's just a short walk from our house. He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there.
Authorities dropped Soren off at home. Patterson was booked on suspicion of reckless conduct, a charge that could carry 1 year in jail.
Authorities offered to drop the charge if Patterson signs a safety plan, but she says no, she won't do that. We could be in for a bit of Christmas tree trouble this year. Recent warm weather and droughts are taking a toll on crops of trees. Farmers say the mature trees that will be cut down for this year are okay, but young trees planted more recently are having trouble growing and could mean shortages. Sherry Preston, ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Lakeland Nordic Ski Team will be hosting a community-wide winter and outdoor gear swap event at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua on Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Not only is this a great event to pick up some winter gear for yourself, it's also an opportunity to clean out some of your gently used outdoor recreational gear and get paid for those items. Cross-country skiing not your preferred winter activity? Don't worry! The event will also have items for sale such as snowboarding, hockey, ice skating, ice fishing, biking, snowshoeing, and lots of other gear and winter accessories to get you active in the outdoors and keep you warm while you're doing it. Anyone interested in dropping off winter gear or equipment to donate or sell, swing by Friday, November 15th, 5:30 to 8 p.m., or Saturday, November 16th, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Lakeland Union High School. The Lakeland Nordic Ski Team has the right to refuse any item. Payment for all sold items and any remaining gear will be available at 1 p.m. after the event. Any items not picked up are considered a donation. Purchases made with cash are preferred for all swap-related items. Credit cards or Venmo will also be accepted but will incur a service fee. All items brought to the event must be clean and in good condition. And the Lakeland Nordic Ski Team will receive 30% of all sales. Proceeds help support a local youth-based cross-country ski club by funding expenses such as race fees, coaching assistance, safety training, transportation, uniforms, and other rise in operational costs. Once again, this is Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua. Next week, temperatures are expected to dip. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has some tips.
And with colder weather right around the corner, be sure that your furnace is ready to keep you safe and warm. Oil and gas furnaces should be inspected every year. Be sure to change your furnace filters regularly and install carbon monoxide detectors. Remember that carbon monoxide can't be seen and you can't smell it. Making sure that everything's functioning properly can save your life.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excludes diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them at Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers get ready for Chicago.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers practice outdoors in some light rain as they head out to face the Bears at Soldier Field Sunday. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was asked, why did linebacker Preston Smith ask to be traded out of Green Bay and is now with the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak of what happened behind closed doors, requesting a trade, not liking the system. I have a great relationship with Preston. I talked to him after immediately, and you know, I was happy to see him move on to a good place with a coach who I really respect. And I thought he did a really nice job. I think he's got a great opportunity now where he is. And that's really all I got for you.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. So you're out in the field, you've got your rifle or your shotgun, deer comes through, you pull the trigger, deer runs off. I figure there are a couple of reasons why deer hunters miss after pulling the trigger, and I'll tell you what they are, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
There are a couple of reasons why deer hunters miss after they've pulled the trigger, and I think the big one, number one, is that they don't know where the gun is shooting. They don't know where that bullet or that slug is going. It's because they didn't sight that gun in or shoot that gun before the season. Scopes can lose their accuracy if they get jarred around or even just from temperature changes, and a little bit makes a huge difference. And of course, open sights, they get knocked around too. So if you haven't shot that gun before the season, you don't know where it's going to hit. I had a friend who I was hunting with that shot at 3 deer before he realized my sights are way off. He made the adjustment and finally killed one. The second reason I think that people miss is because they don't look at what's between them and the deer. Even a small twig can knock a bullet off its track. And I've seen people try to shoot a slug through a brush pile to get at a deer, and that just doesn't work. So if you know where that gun is shooting and you make a clean shot, you are going to kill that animal. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. 98Q Country.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take
take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream, and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids, and one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't in cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. Tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Forever, how many nights have we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town around this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you. Stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I can shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you. Stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? Talking, girl, should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. Say we make it, make it true. What you say we make it true?
Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. While in my 4-year-old said a 4-letter word, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Mr. Rodney Atkins at 98Q Country. Oh, it's nice to chat with Mike Clemens again. We'll archive that for you if you missed our chat about the Bears and Packers. Always good stuff. He's there in the locker room and covering them, and he'll be at Soldier Field. So we'll archive that for you under podcast at 98QCountry.com a little bit later on this morning. Birthdays and anniversaries, we are giving away a cake. We have an actual authorized drawing today. I think Austin and Gray are around here, so this is going to be on the up and up. This is going to be for real. The cake drawing from Super One Bakery. We'll get to that. If you have a birthday or anniversary, give us a call. We would love to wish them a happy day and give them a shot to win that cake. Whether it's belated from yesterday or coming up this weekend, either one, 715-762-3221. We'll get to our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump making more cabinet choices. ABC's Mary Bruce with more on his choice to head up the Department of Health and Human Services.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has endorsed a host of debunked conspiracy theories, including falsely claiming that childhood vaccines cause autism, although the fraudulent study that introduced the concept was retracted long ago. And numerous high-quality studies have since shown that is not true. There is no link between vaccines and autism. Most of the vaccines used today have been used safely for decades, though Kennedy claims otherwise.
Senators of both parties are calling on the House Ethics Committee to release its findings from a months-long sexual misconduct and illicit drug use investigation into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. That investigation was dropped when Gaetz resigned his House seat. Man from Houston, Anas Saeed, under arrest, plotting terror attacks on U.S. soil, faces up to 20 years in prison. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It's been 30 years since the iconic show Friends first aired, and this November, the American Red Cross is asking donors to gather their friends and be there for patients by making a blood or platelet donation. Eligible individuals are encouraged to make donating blood a priority, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets. To celebrate 30 years of Friends, all who come to give November 18th through December 8th will receive two pairs of custom Friends plus Red Cross socks, while supplies last, in partnership with Warner Bros. Discovery Global Consumer Products. Donors can keep a pair and gift a pair. For more details, visit redcrossblood.org/friends. Those wishing to help patients make memories this holiday season can book a blood or platelet donation by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767. Those who come to donate through November 17th will get a $10 e-gift card to merchant of choice, plus be automatically entered for a chance to win one of two $7,000 gift cards. Upcoming donation opportunities in the local area include Mellon on the 2nd of December, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mellon High School, and Glidden from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on December 3rd at the Shawamiga Middle School. Make sure you take a look up at the night sky this weekend. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what's so special.
It's the last of four supermoons of the year on Friday, where the full moon will appear 30% brighter and look nearly 15% bigger as it moves closer than normal to Earth's orbit. If you miss it, you'll have to wait a while to see it look like that again, until October 7th of next year. That's when we'll get three supermoons in a row. It'll move close and look big again on November 5th and also December 4th. This one on Friday is also known as the Beaver Moon, because it's when beavers are most active, prepping for winter, building dams, and gathering food. And next month's full moon is called the Cold Moon.
Unfortunately, in typical Wisconsin fashion, it is scheduled to be partially cloudy tonight. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Packers get ready for Chicago.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers practice outdoors in some light rain as they head out to face the Bears at Soldier Field Sunday. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was asked, why did linebacker Preston Smith ask to be traded out of Green Bay and is now with the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak of what happened behind closed doors, requesting a trade, not liking the system. I have a great relationship with Preston. I talked to him after immediately, and you know, I was happy to see him move on to a good place with a coach who I really respect. And I thought he did a really nice job. I think he's got a great opportunity now where he is. And that's really all I got for you.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All right, let's do a little birthday. I promise this is going to be authorized, but then everybody ran away. Austin pretends like he's working in the studio. All right, we'll do it. We'll just make it happen here. We've got a cake to give away. That's all I know. If you're celebrating here on this 15th day of November, you share your birthday today with Johnny Lee Miller, the one-time husband of Angelina Jolie, has starred in some other stuff. They're 52 today. Jack Ingram, the singer, is celebrating a 54th birthday today. Toby's here to authorize the drawing. The cake may disappear rather quickly if Toby gets at it, but...
We got Austin, too.
We got Austin here, too. All right. Toby, the house dog, is in here. He's all for that cake tax. Kevin Eubanks is celebrating a birthday today. The guitarist and the Tonight Show and Jay Leno band leader is 67 today for Kevin Eubanks. All right. Are you interested now?
There, yeah.
All right, sure. John Roberts, the Canadian-born TV newsman, has worked for CBS, CNN, and Fox. That's quite a resume. 68 for John Roberts. Beverly D'Angelo, the actress, National Lampoon. She played the wife, Chevy Chase's wife, on National Lampoon's Vacation. She's 70 today.
Those are interesting movies.
Those are classics.
They are.
Who else here? The Macho Man. I don't know if I have the clip in the system anymore. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, one of the most memorable professional wrestlers ever. 1952. Oh, yeah. 2011, we lost the Macho Man. I got that caught up in my Facebook Reels algorithm, where like every third video is the Macho Man. It's amazing when you watch a video all the way to the end on Facebook Reels, how it says, oh, you like that, huh?
Well, the algorithm's probably used to people just seeing something like 10 seconds of it and moving on.
Yeah.
So when you actually watch something, it automatically assumes, oh, this is now your most favorite thing in the world. Got it.
Or maybe I just wanted to watch that one video and maybe I don't want to watch any more of that.
Or maybe it was just something where it's like, that seemed kind of interesting, then you realize, no, I didn't like that, actually.
Or you got distracted. Somebody said, hey, Joel, write them, and it just played. Yeah, you got to watch out. The Bill Richardson, the then New Mexico governor, he ran in the 08 Democratic presidential primary but lost to Barack Obama, 77 today. Sam Waterston, star of TV's The Newsroom, Law and Order, and I'll Fly Away. He is 84. Ed Asner, Mr. Lou Grant himself from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, born on this day, 1929. He passed back in 2021. Mr. Convoy, C.W. McCall, country classic song. His real name is Billy Dale Freeze. C.W. McCall, Convoy, 2022, we lost him. And Judge Joseph Wapner, the original, I don't know if he's the original TV court judge, but he's the most iconic, I think, to start with. People's Court aired from 1981 and probably is still in syndication. He's a lot nicer than Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. Such a fun last name to say, though.
Yeah. I mean, Judge Wapner was just one of those no-nonsense judges. He would let people have it who deserved to have it. And I remember watching it, and it was the original
TV court kind of thing.
There was probably a couple before that, but he made it popular. Judge Wapner, born on this day, 1919, passed 2017. Here, I'll let you translate the local birthdays here, all right?
Oh, boy, we don't have Brandon here, so I've got to read these.
Who you got?
Well, let's see here. We've got a happy birthday tomorrow to Lisa Hill from her brother-in-law, Tom.
All right. Very good.
We've got, looks like Jada Polachek. Is that how you pronounce that first name?
Yes,
Jada?
Yes, you got it.
Happy birthday today.
All right. All right.
And then Cookie Wallner from Kate, Frank, and Wesley today.
Very good. All the birthdays from the week have gone into the box. This week's drawing is sanctioned by the accounting firm of Boston, Gray and Toby. Here we go. Let's mix them up.
Let's see what we can get.
Let's see what we got here. I don't know if I have a timpani here.
Make your own.
Oh, I had a timpani, but my sound effects keep disappearing. I keep putting them here. And then
sure, Joel.
Just,
blame the system.
They just keep randomly just going. I'm trying to find something else I could play in place of that, but obviously I have not done that successfully.
Order.
All right. Hang on just a second. I got to get out of this here. And okay, who you got?
A happy birthday to Sharon. I'm going to say, is that last name pronounced Virgin?
B-E-R-G-I-N, you got
yes.
there? Yep. Virgin, I think.
Virgin,
there you go. There you go.
From
right.
the family.
All right. You got yourself a, how about a winning? Still working on the sound effects. I apologize.
We're
Congratulations. And thank you to the bakery department at Super One for providing the cake each week.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass,
They're
you'll become the undisputed
They're
king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
You put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, "I love her till I die." And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. For years and years she tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away, a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind. Until the night she put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away his memory. She had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. We laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. La 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 la.
98.
So this is where it.
Country.
You like the way that sounds?
Little Jimmy Jackson is jacking up his bra.
Money, let it roll. Yeah, we got the gas again.
new country.
Did you grow up on a tractor? Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland line? Are you on a Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Everybody got a hallelujah. Everybody been through a little hell. When you're rolling down the two-lane highway and you turn your radio on, tell me which one hits you, baby. Yeah, what's your country song? Yeah, what's your country song? Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken 'cause you know that ain't your truck in her drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wasn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen?
DAQ Country, Thomas Rhett, and What's Your Country Song? We'll do some shopping show coming up. Austin and Gray, and I believe Big G is going to make his way in. We might have the team back together. It's been a while, been a few weeks since we've had everybody in here with all kinds of stuff and sicknesses and all that stuff. So we look forward to having some shopping show fun here in just a little bit. One of our featured businesses of the month is Bader Sports Center. As you get ready for the hunting season a week from tomorrow. Yeah, a week from tomorrow already, Bader Sports Center or the Hunter's Mall. Get on in there and see Craig. They got all kinds of sales you're going to be hearing about here. And you'll want to check out the Bader's Sports Center Facebook page and BaderSportsCenter.com for details and all that stuff going on at Bader's. Some great deals going on this week. We'll get you updated on what's going on around the world, around your backyard. Our twice an hour news and sports update is just ahead.
Dad, Mom's really mad. You've been hunting every day this week.
Yeah, I know, son. She's gonna hang me up by one of my trophies.
Let's call Robin's Custom Arrangements. Mom will love Robin's hunting season centerpieces.
Hunting season themed, huh? That'll cool her off.
Totally. Let's get a sorry for hunting too much arrangement. Robin will make it so nice, Mom will even forget you missed dinner.
Robin's Custom Arrangements. Helping Big G and others stay out of the doghouse. Robin specializes in seasonal centerpieces, wreaths, swag, and fresh flower creations. We feature local art that takes your customization to the heart.